Torah Or Vayishlach, page 50. Top of the second column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining about basically the mincha that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav. And he starts explaining the higher the thing, the lower it falls. Okay, that there's a level of Mamalu Kolamin, there's a level of Sevil Kolamin. And he says, that's what we find in the Merkava, that the Pnei Aryeh, the lion, which is a trait for animals on the right, and the ox, which is a kosher animal, is on the left, because up there, the Aryeh is a higher level than the Shor. But Dafka, like he says, Gibur Kari, it's a very powerful level of Kedusha. But because it falls down in Shviras HaKelem, Mavelem Atehu, so then down here, it comes on a much lower level. So he says, Vinei, Hakabonis, but he said before the thing at the beginning of the Maimon that the word mincha, which means a present, refers to all karbonis, are called karbonis. Just like all davening is called mincha, yet there's a mincha davening. And you have that many times. You can have things called a certain name, and then in the thing there's one detail that says it. So he says, Vinei, Hakabonis, hey, my lost man. What are the union of Kabbonis elevating the world? Liyasreach nicheach to be this good, like it says, by Kabbonis, the good smell to Hashem. Haina, what's the connection between Kabbonis and a good smell? Kameireach shumeshavas anefesh. Just like the Gemara says, smell revives the person. God forbid if a person faints. He gives sharp things to smell. Kache Kabbonis, a mylan man. The same thing, Kabbonis, elevate the aved of the yid. In a level of reach, sheir reach nicheach lahavaya. It should be to the level of yudke vavke, which is gili hamshachas vashrash shchinasi, which is the resting of the shchina, because kabbonis are not to Elokim. Kabbonis, it always says reach nicheach laHashem. In fact, there's a pasuk that says zevech laElokim. If somebody gives kabbonis over there, means foreign gods. Yachalam should be like excommunicated. But Chassidus explains, Elokim over the Kabbonis are LaHashem, to the higher level of Elokus, which is Sheir Umizgala B'chinas Elokus B'nafshi. So what is the purpose of a Karbon? To elevate the world, to Hashem, that Hashem should reveal himself, not that the world is a vessel for Elokus because it was elevated. And now that causes Hashem to be revealed in the world. B'zeh Reach Nichayach. Nichayach comes in the Lashon and Yerida. And then Nichayach Dargah means a descent. Haynu, Sheya Yerida Vishtal Shesalukus. That godliness should come down Me'ila Le'ila from cause to cause. Achi Yichnes V'yizgala B'nefesh Adam B'seche. That the godliness comes into the nefesh of the person. Not only into Pemniyusi Mamish, but Mamish into the internal level that it's felt in the person. So he says, what's the holy union of Kabbonis? Elevating the world to Hashem, Reach, which is going upwards, creating an elevation of the world to Hashem. And that causes Nichayach, which means Elokus coming down. And what level of Elokus comes down? Into a primius of the person. A tam, and the reason for that is, Kihine inyan alos man. What's the union of elevating man? Man is mayim nukvim, which means the serusa de lasata. Hainu k'meishem mevin l'melech dover chodesh. What is the union of present for the king? You can't give the king a present, something that he has tons of, because it's not a present. A present means you're giving them something unique that he doesn't have. And why do you bring a gift to the king? K'rei sheyifno bakosh haketan v'anumucha. That he should answer your request, which is very simple and very low, legabi ma'alus madregas hamelech, compared to the level of the king himself. You're asking the king, who is so exalted, for some petty thing. So how do you accomplish that? You send a present to the king, and it's something unique. And then the king, when he has this unique pleasure of getting something he doesn't have, so then he turns to you. Through something new, Mam Shechleva Melech, he draws the heart of the king to himself. Like he said, like we learned in the other Maimonim, through a parrot, which is a bird that talks. Hagam shemini adam medabrim bebina yaisen. In Seder, even though people talk much better than a parrot, so what's the excitement about a parrot, a bird talking? But he said, what uniqueness is, mitzad achid is shat sipur medabrim, that the bird should talk, that's something unique. And therefore, it is a yam shemisir lev malachim. That turns the heart of the king, ein cheker, which is infinite, sheyefne levakoshes ahedya, that he should turn to the request of the simpleton. L'chein alos man toli b'srusa d'sata g'dayka, nefashis yisrael m'bashim b'guf. Therefore, this elevation of world telokus is only dependent when a neshama is in a body. A neshama out of a body can't do this, because it's not unique. What's the gift that a Jew brings to Hashem to get Hashem to turn to us? When he does something unique. What is unique? That a body, a yetzer hara, and all that does a mitzvah. So that's only, could only be when the neshama is in the body. And he says, Agam sham malachim em dem rumelim, even though malachim are much greater. V'tamish mishashis yimei bereshis. And much more, all the way from the beginning. From the beginning of creation, b'li hafsik, without any separation, and they scream Kaddish. And gam bedas yesi yidabru. And they speak even a greater level, shasigos m'gdele v'atsuma. Their understanding, the Rambam writes, is a tremendously powerful understanding. And they have this infinite understanding of Elokus. Right? So in that L'cheira, why don't angels accomplish this whole thing of elevating the world to Elokus? Because L'cheira, the angels are greater. They have much greater understanding of Elokus. Masha'en kalamata, otherwise, but down here. She'esh machshov v'zoris rabbis. There's a tremendous amount of foreign thoughts. That affect a person and make him knock him down in spiritual stuff. That's what he's saying. He's just explaining it. That the whole inyan of accomplishing the talos man, elevating the world that Hashem should want to reveal himself, is a gift, a minchot Hashem, right, that causes Elokus to be revealed. And he says, because the proof of it is the angels can't accomplish that, even though their understanding of Elokus is much greater. And by a Jew, the Ava that you do stimulate during davening leaves right after davening, like we know in Tanya. So why do neshamas accomplish this more than angels? He says, Adrabi, because of the Bishvil Achid, the Shebezet. Because of the uniqueness of it, where does a person get his ability to talk? From eating and drinking. That means you're elevating when you praise Hashem, you daven. Where do you get that power from? From the food that you ate. Like the Gemara says, a person who doesn't eat for 3 days straight, Nasa Cholish, becomes very weak. And therefore he can't even talk completely. And other blockages that are dependent on the physical world, like cold. He said, Menias occur when it's cold, so you can't function properly. Therefore, this speech that Yidden praise Hashem, the Mincha, Hashem, like davening instead of karbanis, davar ze yakum me'ebeni Hashem. This is very precious to Hashem. It's like giving a gift to the king of something the king doesn't have. So by the king, it's very precious. And he says, like he said before, commercial tzibur anal. And therefore, he says like this, v'chein kol ha-karbanis, the same thing, not only davening, but when you bring a karban, kvasim v'izim, sheep or goats, Himislabesh is biya, it's the level of Islabshis and Briyitzir and Nasir. Lochain, Ksha'ela Lamailu, when this animal, which is Gashmias, is brought as a korban, consumed on the Mizbech and elevated Telukus, who Dover Chodosh, it's something new. Mashalainir, came by Limisayan, but the higher worlds don't have this uniqueness. Because the higher worlds, Atzilis, is Alukus. So when they speak Alukus, big deal. It's like the Malachim. they are the ones that are elevating this man, Mayim Nukvim, and therefore it's called Mincha, a present to the king. What's the present? The uniqueness of it. And he says, Mincha Zerashatavis. Mayin Nukvim. Ches is Chochma. Umazala Ches Neitzer Ches Meshpia Behei. Behei Barim Meknesis Yisrael. Okay, so bottom line, he says, what's the whole avodah of a yid? To bring this gift to Hashem. What is the gift to Hashem? That a physical body and person takes physical objects to make them korbanos or holy or davening or whatever it is. Because it's unique, that causes Hashem to reveal himself to us in the petty aspects of the world. Just like when you bring a king a present of something that's unique for the king, and then he will answer your petty requests. That's the exact same thing. Why a davening and korbanos and all that is called mincha. Then everything will be. Hashem will transform everything in a clear language. He says, we should praise and Hashem, let the nations know his greatness. Or like it says, what's the advantage, Lassid Lavi? When Mashiach comes, the Goyim are going to recognize this. Until now, basically, the Yidin recognizes. Now, Mashiach comes, the Goyim are going to recognize it. So the question is, why is David HaMelech speaking about the Goyim praising Hashem? Who cares? If it's not our, we should deal with the Jews praising Hashem. Why is David HaMelech so many psukim in Tillim? Why is David HaMelech talking so much about the Goyim? And he says, the primary birurim is from the nations that the 288 sparks fell down. Ayide, the level of Levina, which is the encompassing level. She is Baruch Yisal El Maile B'Kedusha. Then he says, the year Ace of Madrigas HaGavaya, then will be revealed in the world. Ace of, in his source, which is even greater, Lifnei Melach Melech, Mele Mateo B'Kedusha. Meaning like this, La'asad Lavoi, when it will be revealed, our Avoida, so the primary elevation, Dr. Rebbe is explaining, is in Esav, with the Goyim. Because then everything, all the sources will be revealed. If all the sources will be revealed, so then that tale is going to be revealed. And he says, because Yaakov is on the Panemius, Vayakam Edis, Biyakav Yisrael, Sam Yisrael, V'atam Kriyim Adam, the level of Ma, which is Eilam Atikim. The level of Adam is numerical, 45 Ma, which is the level of Tikkun, the world of Tikkun. And again, that's what, remember what we learned. That's what Yitzchok wanted to do to Esav when he blessed him. That's what Yaakov wanted to do when he sent these presents to Esav. He wanted to reveal the world of Teu now, which won't happen until Mashiach comes. Because then the revelation and world of godliness will be much greater, because Esav is higher than Yaakov. That Yaakov, Esav, comes from Elo Ateo Bechinas Makiv. They begin as Makiv, the Kedusha. And everything of the Esav, meaning the Makiv of Kedusha, should become into Yaakov. That the Yaakov will also have the level of Makiv, which is Bechin Madrega Yesav, which is the level of Sag, which is another combination of Hashem's letter 63, which is Godol Mishem Ma, which is even greater than Ma. So in other words, what is the ultimate Aveda? And Yaakov again wanted to do this now. Well, I mean when he did it. The ultimate Aveda is that Yaakov, Tikkun, elevates the world of Tehu, which fell into Tikkun, and then Tikkun, the Aveda, our Aveda, is to elevate the world of Tehu, and therefore the source of Tehu will be revealed, which normally is a level of Makif, it's only superficial, it doesn't permeate, it's not felt in the world, and the Aveda now is accomplished, that loss of love, this ace of level, super high level of Makiv will be felt in Yaakov and Apnemius. That's the ultimate plan over here. The tail fell down into the world. That's called the plan of Dira B'tachteinu. The world of tail fell into the world. Very high fell very low. And therefore, Dafka the Gashmis, when there's all these blockages and difficulties and evil and all openly ace of thing, the Jews still does Torah mitzvah. They elevate the world. And then that level of ace of it is revealed internally in Yaakov. Yeah, but that's what he's going to explain now. Now he's going to go into why he sent them tray for animals. Yeah, because then he wouldn't have been elevating the world of Tehu. Yaakov wanted, like it says, Ruach HaTuma Avim in Oretz, when Mashiach comes, there won't be any more evil. Right? That means evil is going to be good. Yaakov wanted to send the tray for animals to Esau to reveal the source of the tray for animals in Tehu, which is super great, to make them holy, like it will be when Mashiach comes. That's what he wanted to accomplish.
Yitzhak Avinu tried to do the same thing.
Same thing with Esau when he blessed. The only problem is, it was the wrong time. It couldn't have happened then.
That's Abraham Avinu going around the world?
That was different, basically. Abraham Avinu was not this Aveda. And that's why it says, when Mashiach comes, Yitzchak is going to be called Avinu. Now it's primarily Elkei Avram, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avram, everything Avram. Lasid Lavei, and that's why the Rebbe explains, earlier we learned, the level of Yitzchak, which is enjoyment, Tainug, that's Lasid Lavei, when the world, the physical world of Tehu, will be elevated to a super level of Kedusha. And not only will the Makiv be revealed of Kedusha, but the Makiv will become internalized in the world of Tikkun. That's why it's called Yitzchak, because that's the way the ultimate did in the Sava Kodesh Baruch Hashem at a Taiva Einig, Tev Dira V'Tachtein. And he says, V'inei Kfi Sham Shocha Shalemayla, the way you want to bring down Elokus from above, Kach Tzorach Yis Haman Shalemat, whatever you want to accomplish. In other words, the revelation from above has to be based on what you're doing down here. So if you want a Tehu revelation of Elokus, then you have to deal with Tehu down here. So b'chinas mak b'haynu l'may l'mechdei shetuchel nafshi se'es. Therefore, in order to bring down this infinite level of Elokus, the only way you could do it is by elevating yourself in an infinite way. Which, by the way, is the whole concept, what Chassidus explains, is Yitzias Mitzrayim, that every day we have to go out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means limitations and boundaries. Yitzias Mitzrayim is breaking boundaries, meaning reaching the infinite, as much as is physically possible by a human being, Mutaria Mitzvahs. Especially when a person sees within himself Hapchisus, the lowness of the person. Of all those that block him, cover him, and lower him. So how do you accomplish this level? You have to cry out to Hashem. Batzar leila maila. Okay, mechdei shetuchel nafshi seis. You have to cry out. That's basically the concept of Elozer ben Dudaya. His crying out was so great, so infinite, that the neshama left the body. That's what Nadav and Avihu did, by the way. The neshama was the neshama left the body because they couldn't handle the limitation of the body because they saw this great level of Elokus. The problem is, Nadav and Avihu wasn't the right time either to do it. When Yaakov took a look at Esav, coming to fight him, coming to get him, he brought a mincha, right, to elevate the world, to get the Esav revealed in Kedusha. He elevated Esav, he wanted to elevate Esav, so now, there's an issue again. Remember we learned, if good is good and bad is bad, how can you, or nature is nature, miracle is miracle, how can you combine the two? So the only way of doing it is by tapping into a level above both. So then, you're tapping into a level where miracle is not miracle, and nature is not nature, physical is not physical, and what's spiritual is not spiritual, limited is not limited. So then, you tap into a level above both, so then, miracle can be nature, nature can be miracle, and all that. In order for Tehu to be revealed in Tikkun, Yaakov Avinu wanted to tap in to a level higher than Esav. higher than tail. He says, he wanted to reach a level of higher than tehu. Sheshamu achim, where he's the level of a brother. Okay, there's a very interesting pasuk. There's a pasuk Chassidus brings down a lot. The pasuk says like this: Halei ach Esav liYaakov is not Esav Yaakov's brother. And then the pasuk says, "Ves Esav senesi ves Yaakov ahafti." Yaakov ahafti ves Esav senesi. Yeah. So the pasuk says two things: Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Esav I loved. Esav I hated, and Yaakov I loved. Yeah. So what's the pasuk saying over here? Obviously we know they're brothers. So Chassidus explains, brothers means equal. There's a level in Kedusha that Esav and Yaakov are equal. Good and bad are equal. Physical and spiritual are equal. Physical, unlimited. Light and dark, it's all the same. So the pasuk starts off like saying, there's a level in Elokus that Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Meaning, there's a level of Elokus that good and bad are totally the same. Then it comes down to a level where Yaakov I loved and Esav I hated. That's the way that level comes down into Tehil and Tikkun. But there's a level where Yaakov and Esav are brothers. It means it's even higher than Tehil. Ki Yaakov yeshe beis b'chinas ratzav v'sheiv. Because like we know, it says v'chayis ratzav v'sheiv, there's a longing and the returning. So shuv b'chinas yud akev. Shuv means yud coming into akev. And then he says, when you bring down that level higher than Esav, then your Esav shemala mata memela bottle. Then Esav down here is going to be completely bottled, and then it will be revealed, that fulfilled as epech al amin, that the nation will be transformed to recognize Hashem. Okay, so this is what Yaakov Avinu wanted to do, actually. That means this meeting was not stam a meeting of two physical people. This is a meeting of Yaakov wanting to reveal in Esav the higher level, higher than Esav, that Esav should be transformed into good. And this is what our Avayda is. Shem also achana lebneim lasid lovi b'maseim. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did. What did Yaakov Avinu do? He wanted to accomplish it completely, but the Eibishter didn't let him yet. But the bottom line is, what did Yaakov Avinu do? Yaakov Avinu, through his avoda of mincha, meaning taking something unique, okay, and in spiritual means, taking gashmiyistic things and doing Torah mitzvahs with them in a way that it's nachas ruach, that Hashem enjoys it because of the chiddush of it. That's why, by the way, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that why does Hashem like about Tshuva greater than a tzaddik? Because a tzaddik is, like they say in America, SOSOS, the same old, same old. There's the same avodah. There's no uniqueness, a change of scenery in a tzaddik. The Baal Tshuva sinned, and then he becomes closer to Hashem. That's unique. Hashem enjoys that because it's a chiddush, so to speak. Huh? Well, he's talking basically all tefillas, but mincha, that's what, remember we learned, you have to be most careful in mincha. Yes. Why? Because of the three tefillas, which level is the most difficult to do is mincha. Shachris, you go before work, might have after work, smack in the middle of the day, you have to go daven mincha. Right? Smack in the middle of carpool, or work, yeah? That's why of the three tefillahs, the Gemara says, you have to be zohir. Zohir doesn't only mean careful, it means to shine. A person has to be shining with mincha. Therefore, from the three tefillahs, he said, all tefillahs are called mincha, right? Like all korbanos are called mincha, but there's a carbon mincha, flower offering. He says, from all the tefillahs which are called this mincha tashem, because what's davening? Elevating the nefesh ha-bamis talukus, like a korban. It's more so by the level of mincha, because that's the most difficult tefillah to do. And if it's the most difficult tefillah to do, then accomplishes it more. Okay. Sir. Sure.